referring to her.
Okay.
It's from one friend from Italy. She asked, can you please speak about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in Radhakund?
What's the question?
Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in Radhakund.
What is she saying? What's the question? Yeah, there are pastimes. What does she want to know?
Yeah, she wants some pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Radhakund.
Question is asked, what are the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Radhakund? They're described in Madhya Chaitanya Charitamrita and maybe Bhakti Ratnakara, I don't think so. But definitely in Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're described in chapter 17, 18, Madhya Lila. And all it describes here is the most important pastime for all the conditioned souls like us and the lady who's asking the question, is that he discovered the location. He made it available. Because this, when he came here, when Lord Chaitanya came here 500 years ago or so, this village was called Aritgram. A-R-I-T, it was originally called Aristasura Gram, but over time the name got corrupted from Aristasura to Arit, A-R-I-T. And it was all fields, it was all chickpea fields and gehon and chickpea and all fields everywhere. And in the middle of one field, there was one water puddle, some little puddle of water. And Lord Chaitanya came and saw in that puddle, he could understand with transcendental vision that a little bit of water collected there was Bajranav Kund. Bajranav Kund was made by the great grandson of Krishna, Bajranav. He was the king of this region of Mathura Mandal after Krishna's disappearance. So he excavated, under the instruction of Sundarya Muni, he excavated Shamakund and built walls around it, and it was called Bajranav Kund. So the Lord Chaitanya came into that field, and he discovered Bajranav Kund, which became Shamakund. And later, next to Shamakund is Radhakund. So Lord Chaitanya discovered Shamakund. Or you can say Radhakund and Shamakund. So the discovery of Radhakund and Shamakund is attributed to Lord Chaitanya, and that's the lila that he had here. The other lila he had, he went into ecstasy. He described he went into ecstasy when he discovered Radhakund and Shamakund, and he danced there. And he put on tilak from the mud of Radhakund. He put his black tilak on his heart, and he took some tilak with him. So that's all that's described there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's pretty important, Leela, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that Leela. It's just some village, Reed Gram or whatever.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preferred to stay in Vrindavan actually. He was staying 1 month in Vrindavan, and every day he was chanting, meditating on the Radharani in Imlital, under the Imli tree.
What kind of tree? Imli.
Imli,
tamarind.
So it seems that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had preferred to stay in Vrindavan because most of the lilas of Radha and Krishna are taking place there.
There's some debate about how long Lord Chaitanya stayed in Vrindavan. I wrote an article about it on my website because Lord Chaitanya, if you read chapter 17 and 18 clearly, you can use cite different verses, which I did to make my article. So he left Vrindavan in time to be in time to reach, when he left Vrindavan, he left Vrindavan to reach Kumbh Mela in time for Kumbh Mela, which is in Magh Minor. And he left Puri for Vrindavan in Shravan Minor. This, you know, these kind of dates you can get from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there's a period that covers about 4 or 5 months there. So it's 4 or 5 months he was based, and it was 5 months from when the time he left Puri to the time he got to Kumbh Mela in January. Roughly 5 months. It was like August, September, October, November, it was like that. So you look, you count 10 days to walk, 10 days maximum to walk from Puri, or 2 weeks to walk from Puri to Mathura. So Lord Chaitanya came to Mathura first, then he toured all the 12 forests of Vrindavan. So he spent 2 months in Mathura and all around Vrindavan. Then when he went to Vrindavan, he said he arrived in Vrindavan on Kartik Purnima.
Yeah, he stayed the whole
month. Yeah, well, he's Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kartik Purnima, after Kartik, it's Margashirsha. After Margashirsha is Posha month. After Posha month is Magh Minor. So he arrived, he left somewhere in the beginning of Magh Minor, end of Posha month. So he stayed 2 months in Vrindavan, actually. This is why I explained in my article. He spent 4 months in Vrindavan. He spent 2 months being in Mathura. He spent some time in Mathura visiting all the places. And then he went all around Brajmanda. Then he arrived first in Mathura. Then he arrived in Vrindavan, Karti. But that Karti means downtown Vrindavan. Municipal Vrindavan, Keshigat. And they celebrate it every year. The temples in Vrindavan, like Ami and Nimai, they have a big parade on that day and have kirtan. And there's all kinds of Bengali kirtans to describe Lord Chaitanya's arrival in Vrindavan on Kartik Purnima. So I present that he stayed 2 months in Vrindavan. He stayed in Akuragat, and he came every day to Imlital to chant Java. But he stayed in Akuragat. He did Madhukari in Mathura to get food.
So he spent the night in Akuragat.
Akuragat.
Why there? Why not in Imlital if you feel so comfortable there?
Well, there's nothing to eat there.
Except Indian, so.
Yeah.
There was no village or something.
Maybe some esoteric reasons also. But I don't know. I never heard a description of why there. I heard saints like Chandrasekhar Das Babaji, who's considered one of the contemporary Siddha saints of Vrindavan. He left this world a few years ago, Chandrasekhar Das Babaji Maharaj. He said, well, he comes in line of Ravaraman Charan. He was living in Ravamreti side, Ravamreti area. And he said that Lord Chaitanya was taking darshan every day, going to Mathura to Madhukari, taking darshan every day, Bhuteshwar Mahadev. Bhuteshwar Mahadev is one of the ancient Shiva lingas of Mathura Mandal, protecting the Mathura region, Bhuteshwar Mahadev, ancient. So he said he would go there to take darshan, do Madhukari from Brahmin houses, because Brahmins all live over that area, along the Yamuna side where Jagadish Mandir is and that area. Then he would come to Akuragat. He had some devotees with him, he had a servant with him, Krishnadas, or I forget who. Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And he had some people with him, he had at least one with him, maybe other people with him. So they did Madhukari in Mathura and stayed in Akuragat. Lonely place. And then in those days, Yamuna was flowed by right by Akuragat. So Yamuna was there. We went to Imlital, because that's connected to Rasvila. There's a whole other pastime about that, which you know well.